Okay, so the next stage, once you've been through the we, this is the final bit, is we are going to combine the situation with each of those transformational cookie cutters. So this is one that we did very similar to before. We had money attached to what popped out, but this time we're going to use a situational cookie cutter. So for Claire, the situation cookie cutter is money behind me. So I'll write that in, money behind me. So it's literally just bolt them together. And again, it's one of those things where it might not make immediate grammatical sense, but it brings the energies together. So it will be the first one, because the answer at the end of the first sentence completion was sorted. So the first one is money behind me sorted. The next one will be money behind me easy. The next one will be money behind me expand. And the next one will be money behind me everything. Okay. So once you've got those four, you're going to get your partner to MPA the lot. I don't need to do that with Claire, but I'll do that in a minute with Claire, but because you know how to do that. I've got a hand up, so I'm going to give Leah, yes, do you want the mic?
Oh, I just accidentally pressed the button.
Awesome. Okay, I'll put your hand down then. Great. Yeah, so and again, one of the things that is a good idea, it's worth saying, I forgot to say earlier, is if you find that the time's running on, one thing you can do to speed up the MPAs, four MPAs each you're going to be doing here, is to literally, if you've got a partner, say, okay, your first cookie cutter is money behind me sorted. So this money behind me sorted, your partner starts off, but because they know MPA, they can just take themselves through it, and that can sometimes speed it up. If you want to do it that way, that is an option. So that's the basic thing down and through. I'll give you a couple of examples of what happened with me with the MPA, and it was quite fascinating. So one of my situational cookie cutters was accounts, surprisingly, doing my accounts. I was like, oh my God. And my four cookie cutters were efficient, easy, same as you there, Claire, do them quickly in time. So it became accounts efficient, accounts easy, accounts do them quickly, accounts time. And it was interesting as I MPA'd each one in order. It felt like I was sort of really building the energy to get on with it, and become much less charged around the task of doing accounts. And also felt as I MPA'd it that it was sort of included within that, sort of became a realistic plan for what was where I'm at immediately now and a distinct path to sort of moving them on to somebody else, which felt really, really awesome. Another one that I had, just to give you a sense that they can be quite long, was actions that support the flow of money. So that was my situational cookie cutter. So, and then there was the four transformational energies. So actions that support the flow of money, grateful, was the first one I MPA'd. And I sort of really felt how grateful I feel when I do those actions. And it seemed to tie a motivational force in that I'd somehow missed before. Then I had actions that support the flow of money easy, which seemed to support the first one. The third one was actions that support the flow of money relax. And that felt like a command. So in this case, relax, you know. It sort of had overtones of how in the past I'd come to these actions with some kind of desperation or need, and the relaxed piece felt like it came from a much more abundant place of knowing. And the final one on that particular case was actions that support the flow of money, freedom. And again, this felt like trying, sort of tying a reason or a motivation to the situation, with me sort of realizing the association back to the freedom to buy shit I wanted, as I said, the freedom to buy shit I wanted. So again, it was like each thing just sort of concretized and brought the energy, and I noticed there were high-level stuff happening and grounded stuff happening at the same time.